share the word is, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us as a church. Thank you for showing us your love. Despite our inconsistency, despite our being unloving, you still loved us. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are grateful to you. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for the church at large. Thank you for the workers, the ministers, the children, all of the departments. We are grateful to you. Because they are here on earth, we are grateful to you. Daddy, as we're about to speak your word, we ask, Lord. The Bible says that the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Daddy, we ask, as a result of today's teaching, let light come in the name of Jesus. Let every dark path be illuminated in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. The God-like love. Okay, can you just give us the book of 1 John? I'll be opening several scriptures, but if peradventure I can open them, I'll just call them. You can write them down and just study at your leisure, but I'll try to give you the scriptures that you need. We have several scriptures. We have 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. We also have the book of Corinthians, the popular scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 7. But just give me 1 John 4, yeah. 1 John chapter 4, 7 to 11. Chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Okay, why is this different from this? Chapter 4, this is chapter 1, this is chapter 4. Okay, it said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. Yeah, thank you. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. Continue, please. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Continue. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Thank you. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 11. Verse 11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We did not do anything to qualify for God's love. He said, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you can take me back to verse 8 or verse 7, I won't mind. He said, God is love. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Don't have any excuse. It's not because the person is beautiful. It's not because he has money. People love because they have something to benefit. You see them moving close to someone because of what they will gain at the end of the day. But then God's love is not about what he's going to gain. It's not about what he's going to benefit. He just loved us regardless. Praise God. It's just wrong with me. I will introduce the type of love, then go into the God kind of love itself. Introduction. We live in a generation that talks about love, sings about love, post about love, but struggles to love, to live love. You hear so many songs about love, you hear people talk about love, but then they struggle to live love. They struggle to love their neighbor, they struggle to love even their friends. You see people, naturally, the world is selfish. We live in a world that is naturally selfish. All I care about is myself. Me, myself, and I. That's the world that we found ourselves. But that's not God's kind of love. People are naturally self-centered. All they think about is their self. What will I gain? How far? What do I stand to gain? What's my benefit? If I help you to do this, what will be my benefit? What will be my share? That's all people care about. Most people love based on feelings, convenience, and benefits. How I feel. I just do not burden this person. How do I feel about this person? They love because of convenience. But God's love is different. God's love is different. God does not need to fall in love. He is love himself. Some people are falling in love for this person. God doesn't have to fall in love. He is love. His name is love. Say, God is love. God is love. He doesn't have to start falling in love. If you leave some people now, they'll tell you they're falling in love. Praise God. Okay, so when we talk about love, we have love as a general word. People tell you, I'm sure you've heard pastors say love is not enough. You've heard us say, love is not enough. You can't just love. You can't. It's not enough to go into that journey. And people argue. So now we talk about love as a commitment and love as a feeling. My time is very short, but I'll try to bring it together and just wrap it up. I think majority of the people we have here are single. So I don't know, I'm going to balance out coming between for singles and married. Don't worry. I pray that we'll all be blessed in the name of Jesus. We said love. There's love as a commitment. There's love as a feeling. But the challenge is so many persons think that love is just a feeling. So why we say that love is not enough is because people think the feeling kind of love is all that they need. The feeling kind of love is fickle. It's not permanent. It's temporal. They are butterflies. They don't have long lifespan. It will die. Just give it time. It will fade away. That's love as a feeling. It's not enough to sustain the relationship. But the love as a commitment, that is the God kind of love. That's God himself. So most times when we talk about love, the way you feel and all of that, we're talking about love as a feeling. Love is the foundation for every relationship. Love is the foundation. Love never fails. Love never fails. God's kind of love can never fail. That's love as a commitment. When we say, yeah, I've said that before. Don't marry who you love. Love who you marry. I will explain that. I'll still come to the God's kind of love. Or God's like love. Don't marry who you love. Because I'm feeling a type of way for someone does not mean that she'll end up with a person. Some will be wondering, what's this man saying? Yeah. You saw someone today, you're feeling somehow. Time will tell. After some time, you see it will die out. I'll talk about the Eros, the Philio, and the Agape if time permits me. So don't just feel a type of way and run to get married to the person. Love, whoever you have said to marry, love the person. Love never fails. That's the God kind of love. People actually think that love is built on how I feel. You might feel good today and like love the person that you are. Tomorrow, the person might annoy you. If you are based on that kind of love, it will pursue the person away. Because that love is not a feeling. God kind of love is not how I feel. My husband used to say something, he would tell me that. See, I love you regardless. You have a post-dated check of love. Because he's not loving me because of how he feels. He's loving me because God has commanded it. So no matter what I do, or it does not mean I will not misbehave. But then he loves me regardless. Because that's the commandment. So until we get to that kind of love, we've not started loving one another. It's not how she dresses that will determine if I will love her or not. That's why you can. I'm still talking about love as feeling, love as commitments. Then you can be in love with. You can love more than one person. You hear people say, "I'm in love with two persons. I don't even know which one to choose." I'm in a relationship with this person, but I'm in love. I'm also in love. That's love as a feeling. How many of us have heard that before? Yes, I don't know which one to pick. Just that Wale is caring. Tolu is not. That's love. That's just a feeling. That's not a commitment. That's not. You can't even be attracted to several persons. As a matter of fact. So quickly, I'll talk about eros. The erotic kind of love. Love, as a general word in English, is love. Both eros, philia, and when in Greek, we have the eros, we have the philia, and the agape. So let's talk about the erotic love. It's because of erotic love, that's why we are born. No? That's the romantic kind of love. That's the giz-giz. That's the butterflies. That's the, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't breathe. I can't sleep without. I'm thinking about him. That's the eros. In as much as, see, eros is needed in a relationship. It's needed in marriage, but that's not what sustains it. This is the passion. This is what makes people get married. Sometimes they want to get married with eros. This is the kind of love that says, body no be firewood. Oh, more, this body no be. That's eros. This is why children are being born, eros. Because naturally, you just see yourself feel a type of way. I'll just talk about it because that's a challenge most of us are having. That's why a 16-year-old teenager will tell you, I'm in love with that guy. What does she know about love? Because I said 16. That's why a 19-year-old lady will tell you, you are telling me 19 is too old. 19 is not old, though. What do they know about love? That's why a young lady will tell you that I'm in love with that. What do you know about love? That's eros. It's just a feeling. It has gra-gra. You know that kind of gra-gra, that shocking. Give it some time. The guy will not pick your call again. A young lady was trying to meet me. You can talk to him. He really loves me. What's his plan? He wants to marry me. Are you not too young? The truth is, I'm not in the best place to tell you whether you are young or you are old. It's really not my business. But I can only advise you and counsel you. But if you insist, when somebody is telling you that my mommy already knows him, what do I want to do as your pastor's wife? I only have little to do now. Your mommy already knows. Your mommy is already, what's my own? But then I'll just counsel you. The same person that you said is in love with you, loves you, wants to marry. After some time, it's them misbehaving, it's them giving you attitude. So what happened? Stop picking your call. He doesn't really want to see you. He's not really. What happened? I thought 1 minute is in love. Another minute is out of love. He has fallen out of love. He fell in love, then he fell out of love. God's love is not like that. The annoying about eros is even when you are married, the annoying thing about eros, even for married people, you see yourself having feeling for someone else. That's what eros does. Don't come and tell me I'm lying here. Because I know the married people will be wondering, what's mama saying again? It's the truth. You're married and you're beginning to like someone, maybe a colleague at work is giving you so much attention, and that's what eros does. So I'm giving you reasons why you don't judge based on eros now. So eros will make you just give it time. Just give it time. Are you actually sure? Time will tell. So with eros, it's needed, yeah. But then don't judge a relationship. Don't run into marriage because of the way you feel. Then we can now check and balance with filio. What is filio? Filio is the friendship kind of love. The brotherly love. Jonathan and David kind of love. My brother, she's my sister. I can't do that to her. That's filio. Do you know that? Until you start, if after some time, the person that you're having erotic kind of love for, when you start having a conversation, you just be like, I don't know if you've heard someone say, she's not really my kind of person. She's not, we do not vibe. But initially, you were feeling a type of way. But you just, failure makes you realize if your values, your goals align together. That's why you will know if we are friends. Because at some point, failure will not be there in the marriage. You can stay 1 week and not have sex. Maybe they think that married people have sex all the time. Failure will not be there. The gizgiz will not be there. Are you friends? Are you friends with that person first before you say you want to enter a relationship with the person? Are you first friends? That's why people get in a relationship today and tomorrow they are, I'm not just okay. Because they didn't first check if they are, they didn't go through the process. Can you have a proper conversation without touching each other? Is there something else to say aside to just? Because at the end of the day, if there's nothing to talk about, there's no, you will not touch each other. Because there's nothing else to talk about. You're not friends. You don't have common goals. You don't reason alike. You don't have things to share together. You can't just develop filio for a random person. Develop filio for the person. I spoke about eros. I spoke about filio. Then the next one is the agape. That's the God's kind of love. That's the commandment. I can't buttress this enough. That's the main love. At the end of the day, we need the eros. We need the filio. We need the agape to sustain marriage. But there are times. Somebody got married and after 6 months, they say, ah, mama, forget it. We don't marry now. We take on remain nothing. And I was just like, well, there's no giz-giz. There's no the giz-giz. Reality will set in after 6 months. In fact, 2 years. You just realize that, oh, we are just DMO. You just do the routine and it's the agape that keeps the ship going. God has ordained it. I love you regardless. Regardless of your flaws, regardless of your weakness, regardless, I just love you. You don't need to do anything. He said, why we're here now? We didn't do anything because before Christ died. How many of you had to do something? How many of you were even existing? How many of you were existing when Christ died? We didn't have to do anything. That's the God kind of love. That's why some people say it's because of what she did. That's why I had to pursue her to her mother. Like, what did she do? What would Christ have done? I used to tell young people, in case you're here, if the reason why you want to marry is for so many other reasons, please marry someone that loves God. If he loves God, he will love you. And I say, love God, prioritize God. Since God, it's not someone that you still have to be teaching how to pay tithes. You have to be teaching the person, educating the person how tithes is important. You need to do this. You need someone that understands the place of God. Someone that places God as number one. Someone that prioritizes God. It's only at that he will love you. Because it will shock you to tell you that it's not all churchgoers that loves God. It might be tongue speaking, demon chasing, but it really does not love. If he does not love God, he can't know how much more you are. And now you're a human being. Prioritize someone that loves. He has to love God. The book of Ephesians, chapter, the popular scripture, Ephesians 5. He said, husbands, love your wife. As Christ loved the church. There's no other way that he gave himself up. Are you ready to give yourself up? I don't know if I'll be able to get there, but then I just need to share a story about provincial pastor and the wife. I'm talking about the sacrificial kind of love. I might still get there, but I don't know if time might not permit me. And when we went for the retreat, he was sharing a story about himself and his wife, and we're talking about sacrificial kind of love. The sacrificial kind of love. And what was he saying? He said, when they say you can die for your wife, how many of you can die for your wife? Some people are, no, we never reach that stage. Until you get to that stage, you're not ready. Some people are laughing at the back, you're not ready. Do you know they went on skydiving, on the water, right? On the ocean. I see. And when they got there, he told the wife, he said, when I turn right, turn right. When I turn left, turn left. So that we can move well and there won't be issue. But then the wife was so scared. So when he turned right, the wife kept turning left. No. When he turns left, the wife turned right. And in the middle of the sea, as he turned right, the wife turned left, they both fell into the ocean. Deep ocean that he said is about 50 feet higher than, or deeper than this. And all what came to the wife's mind was shock, 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 shock. And she was so scared, and she was almost sinking. They were both wearing life jackets, but so they were signaling to others that they should call the divers. And as he was trying to help the wife was pushing him in, and he was just like, okay, let me stay under and keep you afloat, and all of that. So he was just trying to, and in his mind, he said, that was me dying for my wife. And we all laughed. But the truth is, until you're able to do some very, I don't want to use the word crazy, but some very unexpected things. You see your wife wanting to, you just have one thing to share, and you're like, no, don't worry, have it. I will just be fine. Until you get to that point, you're not ready. That's sacrificial love. But then, I don't want to run before my time. So we're still talking about agape love. It's God's kind of love is sacrificial now. Quickly, if you're writing, you can just write, it's a sacrificial kind of love. It's not self-seeking. It's not thinking about me alone. There's a level you get to now, you have to be thinking about us. The married people will understand, it's no longer I. You start pluralizing it. We need to eat. What are we? Where are we? It has to be plural. Because life is no longer about you. God's kind of love is John 15 verse 13. If you can give me that, I won't mind. He said, greater love has no one than this. Oh, thank you. I'm done with that. I'd already quoted it. John 15, verse 13. He said, greater love has no one than this. To lay down one's life for one's friend. How many of you can even go extra mile for your friend? Let's even leave relationship. I was going to say, you cannot please everybody. I know I cannot please everybody, but then, can I just do my bits? Can I just do my bits? Can I do my bits? Not in, what's the name of, eye service, but then in sincerity of heart. Can I just be there for someone? Can I just go the extra mile? They can't go extra mile. It just hurts me, and I'm like, but then, everybody's not you. We are not everybody. And I'm like, if it's me, I won't just want to do some things and just and not consider my neighbor. But some people don't mind. If it's to climb people's edge, they will climb just to get to wherever needs to be us, you get us. I really do not care. Life is not all about that. That a man laid down his life for his friends. In marriage, love requires giving. You need to sacrifice. It's not about how big the gift is. No matter how small it is, you can just get something. He didn't just tell us he loved us. He gave his only begotten son. God's sacrifice can be small. Time. Patience, and then it can be patience. I can give my time. Someone says, I don't have money to buy anything. I don't. When they tell you to show up, you will not be there. I love God. I love God, but you can't sacrifice your time for God. I was talking to someone about tithing some days ago, and I was like, see, I understand that because we're just having a conversation. This is someone that I am very close to. And we're having a conversation, and she probably didn't pay her tithe in December, and she didn't pay in January because there was a lot of burden, a lot of expense, back to back. They had to do something. I don't know why I'm talking about tithe. I don't know. But then I feel like somebody needs to learn. She had a lot of expenses to make and commitments here and there. Then I now asked her, I said, when do you think out of all of this now, it will be convenient to start paying your tithe? Maybe when I'm beating, maybe by March. And I just smiled. That's her mentality. That's what she understands. Now, by March, when I'm breathing, when I'm okay, when I'm upset, all of these things, I'll start paying my tithes. I said, yes. That's humanly speaking. Then I told her, I said, see, do you know that you paying your tithes is not because, as a matter of fact, you didn't pay it December. Nobody died. Heaven did not come down. In fact, nobody knew that you did not pay it. I don't know, maybe some people are drawing from, some people are... But the truth is, you did not pay it for 2 months, 3 months. The church is fine. God did not. Nothing happened. Nobody died. But then you paying your tithe is not. It's not you. It's not you pleasing God. It's not you. You're trying to appease God. No. This is you saying, God, I prioritize you. He said it is him that has given us power to make wealth. In the first place, if you don't have that strength, you will not do that job. People that are in the hospital don't work. Talk less of getting paid. Talk less of thinking of paying tithes. So you paying tithes is you telling God that you are my all. I prioritize you, Lord. But then some people feel they are doing God a favor or they are doing the pastor a favor. At the end of the day, pastor will be fine. So I'll be fine, yeah. Then I now explain to her, and I show her, again, she understands. This is sacrifice. It has to pain you. If it does not pain you, you are not ready. There's this tune saying, Yekon song, I said, there's no sacrifice without blood. Until it pains you, it's not your sacrifice. Sacrifice can be you submitting your comforts. It's not always comfortable. They said, do 14 days dry. It's not comfortable. As I talked to them, my boss was like, Mujawa, are you on leave? I said, I'm not on leave. Okay, maybe you should just leave me. I was just saying in my mind, oh, I'm not just in the mood for. Like, you on leave? What happened? He said, I just came to service casually. I actually went to just one or two things. I didn't go to. But then, how many people do I want to start explaining to the workers that it might not be comfortable, it's not convenient, but then it's a sacrifice. Until it removes blood from you, is that God's kind of love is sacrificial. I have just one. Don't worry, you can have it. I have just one. Don't worry, you can just take it. Marriage thrives where sacrifice is practiced. I said I was going to mix it between singular. It thrives when sacrifice is practiced, when you're able to just sacrifice. You see your wife glowing, your husband. You had just one car. I was like, let me drop you. I said, don't worry. I was even ready to leave the house. Let me drop you, then go. I said, by the time you drop me, you're having communion service. You're getting to church 6. It's already too late. You need to serve the team. Don't worry. It's just here. Yeah, me, I'll take. This is just. We need to come to a common ground. But then I can just decide to say, oh yeah. Me, I'll drive down. You push. But then, to sacrifice. One person has to sacrifice for the other. It's not always convenient. I don't know why I'm talking so much about sacrifice. I'll give this to the single. God's love begins with identity. God's love begins with identity, not attention. Do you even know who you are? said, before I formed you, I knew you. He said, I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. Do you know who you are? God's like love begins with identity, not attention. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. They had to confirm from heaven, this one is my son. I'm pleased with him. Do you know your status? Do you know who you are? Do you know the daughter? Do you know the sons of who you are? It's because you don't know yourself. That's why you can just do anyhow. It's like a misbehavior. You don't really care. Jesus was a friend before performance. Was a friend first. Attention is not affection, because the guy is giving you attention does not signify affection. Because it's always available to hear you cry. Because it's available, it's a shoulder to lean on when they served you breakfast. Does not mean it's the next guy that you should date. Compliments are not commitments. Because it's always telling you, I love the way you smile. I love your shoes. I love this way. It's not commitment. It does not mean that he's going to stay committed to you. Know yourself. Know who you are. Have self-worth. Have value in yourself. Carry yourself. See, someone that is coming from a home that come on. You cannot come and give the person iPhone 17 and person will just be dazzled everywhere. Because it's being loved at home. You are hearing that word. That word is not strange. I love you is strange in some people's ears. Nobody has ever told them they love them before. Not in their family now. So when a guy comes and tells you I love you, you just be dazzled everywhere. That's how you be tossed everywhere. If you don't know who you are, you will accept what you shouldn't. Stop asking this question. Do they love me? Today, I've heard young people say, I don't know if he loves me. I don't know if I'm doing enough. I don't know if I'm enough for him. I don't know. There's a lot of struggle. I don't know if... The question you should ask is, does this align with who God says I am? If God is pleased with you, it really doesn't matter what anyone says. Does this align with what God says, who God says I am? Whatever I'm going to do, does it align with who God says I am? It's not for the guy to be pleased. It really does not matter. He can be pleased today. And tomorrow you get him angry and he'll be displeased. So until you understand that, then you've not started practicing the God kind of love. Number 3 says, God's love is whole. It's not needy. And this is still for singles. It's whole. It's not needy. Psalm 23 verse 1. It's a popular scripture. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. I am complete. It's whole. I'm full. I don't need any guy to complete me. As a matter of fact, what we teach is you need to be whole to enter into another relationship. The challenge we have in marriages today is because we have two half people. Half empty, half full, getting married. They're supposed to be 100%. Your spouse is 100%. But then when 50% gets married to 50%, you are demanding from your spouse. Your spouse is demanding from you. You don't have enough to offer. The other person is struggling to feel. So there's a banter. There's a problem. You want to give what you don't have. The person is asking for what he has not offered you. It's like you going to the bank to withdraw what you did not deposit. What will they tell you? They'll tell you. Even your ATM will say insufficient fund. declined. So that's why we have challenge with problem marriages. People don't get married and there's a lot of struggle. I expect so much from you. You should think, use your head. The other person is like, are you joking? Am I not using my head? Praise God. God's kind of love is, he said, I shall not want. I'm old. I'm enough. I'm full by myself. Nobody can talk less of me. I know who I am. Neediness turns people into saviors. Because some people feel that your partner is giving you all that you need. It now feels like a savior. If I live your life now, what will become of you? Who will pay your school fees? That room that you are living in, who will pay it? You can't leave him. You hold on. Hold on to me. If you leave me, is the you've given me more time. Thank you. I'll be out of here now. Is the rope that ties your life. The moment it tells you he's not interested again, you just die. Because you've belittled yourself to think that if he leaves your life, nothing will happen to you again. Who will pay my school fees? Who will do this? Only God can meet the needs of your soul. No guy is your savior. Tell your neighbor, that guy is not your savior. It's not your savior. It's not Jesus Christ. But the moment you start feeling like El Shaddai, you will soon die. You are not El Shaddai. God's like love doesn't beg. Still under old and not needy. Sorry. It doesn't beg. God's like love doesn't chase validation. It's going to validate. You're looking for people to validate you. Better do what is pleasing to God. Please God. Live for God. Live for God. Let your life be pleasing, acceptable, holy and acceptable sacrifice. You don't look for love when you are full. You recognize it. You don't have to be looking for love up and down. I'm looking for love that, because all my friends are in love. They have someone that they are in love. I'm looking for someone to love me. You just recognize it because you are full. You are complete. I used to tell people, see, anybody that tells you he's not in church, is his loss. It's their loss. That's why I used to tell young people, get a life first before you start getting a life partner. Build your relationship with God. Know God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing. Marriage will be added. Money will be added. Babies will be added. Seek first the kingdom of God. Focus on God. God's kind of love. Every other thing is just side attraction. Every other thing is just by the way. I'll take this for the married. It's a God's like love is committed. I'll just wrap up with this. It's committed. Mark chapter 10, verse 9. Mark chapter 10, verse 9. Say, what God has joined together, let no one put us under. We are here together. We die here. We're not dying. No one is dying. But then we are here. We are not going back. I was citing an example in my church on Sunday, and I said, imagine, we're talking about God's kind of love now. Imagine that we are in a room. Okay, probably there are two persons in this room now. And the fire breaks out. Maybe you just see that it's a fire outbreak somewhere. It just starts and you're just, it might not be as big as this. Maybe you're just in your house. And there are doors, there are windows, there are, what will you do? Husband and wife, they're in the house and they just say fire breaks out somewhere. What will they do? Eh? They'll run away, right? And you're in your own delay. Okay. Then another scenario. What if you're in the room together? There's no window. There's no door. Everywhere is shut. And the fire breaks out. It's just you and your spouse. What will you do? For the married, I don't know why the single are talking. I'm not talking to singles now. The married, I'm sorry. The married people, what will you do? I didn't get that. Disappear to where now, heaven? Praise God. But then the sincere thing is that there's no room, there's no door. You find a way to put out that fire. There's no place you are going to. There's no door, there's no window. The roof is sealed. And there's fire outbreak somewhere. What will you do? You will think. You enter through the door and the door is shut from the back. It's just a scenario. The next thing you think of is how do we get this fire out? That's what marriage is all about. That's commitment. That's the God kind of love. We are here. We are not going anywhere. When we said we do, I do till I die. I do everything. I'm not going back. That's commitment. Regardless. Regardless of what happens. Regardless of the challenges. I do. I stay with you for life. That's a scenario. That's a God kind of love. It's committed. Love in marriage is covenantal and not conditional. It's not based on what you do. If you give me food, don't worry, I'll treat you well. It's not based on what you do. Seasons change, feelings fluctuate, challenges come. See, women, we have hormonal imbalance sometimes. Sometimes we are moody. Sometimes we are not just happy. Sometimes we are feeling agitated about something. It really does not change. Love is commitment. You could find time to talk about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about it, but then you're not going anywhere. Commitment keeps the marriage steady when emotions fail. That's the agape love I was talking about. Errors will fail, might fail. Failure might not be there sometimes. You're not just in the mood. You are tired. You don't want the friendship kind of love. You don't want to talk. What sustains it is the agape, the God kind of love. It's not really about how you feel sometimes. I don't feel like it. I just love you regardless. God kind of love does not walk away. It works it out. We're not walking away. You see people dating, they just want to walk away. I feel we need to take a break. Will you take a break when you're married? Some people have taken a break more than 10 times because they're dating. If you're married, where are you taking a break to? It works it out. Praise God. So God kind of love. I said the first one is what? Can you just give me the first one as I wrap up? Sacrificial. Was that the first one? Yeah, thank you. The second one is what? How do I know if you were actually in class? I'm not talking about erotic love now. God's kind of love is sacrificial, yeah? It begins with identity. Thank you. The next one is what? It's all. Yeah, it's complete. It's not needy. Okay, the next one is what? Thank you. Then the final one, I said, God's love is committed. Praise God. Can you just, while sitting down, can you just say, Father, help me to love like you do? I don't want to seek people's validation. For married people, you can just say, Father, help me to be more sacrificing. I don't want to be selfish with the way I love. I don't want to be self-centered. Help me to love like you do. To love my neighbor like myself. I don't want to just love myself alone. Help me to love my spouse. As you love the church, help me to show much more love. Help me, Lord. Help me to show the God's kind of love. Zalinda yaga zayanda yaga boza. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave. I didn't have to do anything before you loved me. Help me, Lord. Fill my heart with love. Let me know who I am in you. I don't want to seek validation everywhere. Zayanda yaga boza. Can you just say, help me, Lord? I know people are broken. Some people are bitter. They are battered. Can you just say, Father, help me to win. Let me know you more. He says, as the deer pants after the water box, so my heart pants after you, Lord. Daddy, let me seek you more. Let me be Lord seeking. He said, that I may know you and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable. Zalinda Yagabuza. Help me, Lord, to know you more, to know you better. When I know you, I can love like you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.